adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
And go.
Alright.
We're back. We're back, guys. Oops. Another Adventure in Pathfinding with the Dark Knight. Our group is searching a cavern for a lost majorite. They've encountered some things that once were goblins, but these got forearms and 2 mouths and all kinds of gross going on. So we got
Siamese.
Yep, so we got Lady Sir Clay.
Who's Sir Clay?
My eagle's here too.
And your eagle.
What's
we got Cult the Rogue. Nothing to say, and we got Dunkle the Ranger.
That's right.
And we are in the middle of an initiative round, and I think the last person to go is Sir Clay right now, so Sir Clay's turn.
Yes.
Oh, do I go first or does my eagle?
You can do that however you want.
I'm gonna have my eagle attack the next closest to the rope.
Okay. So he's kind of right where he's at, alright?
Terrorizozo.
I will.
Now,
does the eagle get any bonuses or anything because it's magic?
No.
That's really cool.
Seven. That's really
pretty.
You have
no.
The stats on it?
I don't think they're in that book. I don't know. That's not going to hit anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's low, but like if you just look up like a regular eagle, like under Druid Companions, does it have the same stats? I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be the same.
Okay.
Dunkle, it's your turn when you get the chance.
Wait, what about me?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, attacking the same guy with my bow.
And remember, this does not count as flanking since you're way over there.
Who's that in here?
15.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
15? Alright, it looks like you probably would have hit, but it's the angle you're at is too high. Since you're shooting up, so it kind of shoots like right at his feet. Bong. Now it's Dunkle's turn.
Yeah, I'll pull out another masterwork and aim for the
next one.
Yeah, the Hawks. That's a one.
Oh no. What happens?
Obviously, ricochets and hits him in the head.
16, you just lose the arrow.
Damn it, that was expensive! And yeah. Then.
Can he find it?
No, Masterwork Arrows, I think they even specify in the book once fired, they're destroyed.
That's not very Masterwork.
Yeah, that's true. And, did you retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, then I'll go back with my buddies.
Right. And you hear a pink, 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 as you walk by. Right, top of the list.
I guess I will, I'll just ready in action. I'll ready in action with my hand crossbow. Just if as soon as I see a goblin come around the corner, assuming they're following us.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll shoot.
Yeah, I'll say maybe also check our rear.
It's too late for that.
Okay.
Okay, Hawk and Circle.
The Hawk's gonna attack.
Okay.
Yeah. Get that weird thing.
The eagle, and plus, since it's not moving, it can do a double attack.
17 hit. Yep, it can do a double attack.
And what do I roll for damage?
One, were you doing the. Well, they're both 1d4. 1d4.
You have to roll it to attack 3 times.
Scratch its eyes out.
You have to roll this 3 times.
This
3 times.
Yep. So you hit once, so now you have to try to hit again. Oh, natural 20, roll to confirm.
Dang.
Nope. Alright.
So one more time.
One more time. Yeah, no. So 2 hits.
So
1d4 twice.
Two and Ouch.
You're out. You're freedom eagle.
Don't hurt it. Alright, circle the person's turn.
Alright, so I want to check and make sure that there's nothing behind us.
Okay.
So that's a perception check?
Yep.
17.
You see nothing. Especially since the light source is gone, so the only thing you see is light from inside, outside.
What do you mean? The light source is gone.
What's on him?
I thought you put it on him. Oh, well, I guess he's right there. Yeah. Never mind. You don't see nothing. See a big boulder. Hasn't moved.
Okay.
Alright, Dunkle.
Alright, so what if I want to... I guess, like, I want to take... Can I take 5 steps, shoot at the guy I can see, and then go back?
No.
Can I do a snipe?
No.
Well, fuck it. These guys suck anyway. Over there and shoot at that.
You're not paying your own orders.
Well, these guys are weak as shit.
19.
Well, I'm guessing it'll hit.
Yeah, probably.
Because I have a +8.
19 critical one for...
No, it's not. Just 20. Okay. Really? Never mind that. And 3 points of damage.
Alright. This one, you see it getting clawed at by the magical hawk, and then you shoot it in a magical eagle.
Those are different.
It's sensitive. You don't get my name right, get my bird right.
It's sensitive, get it right.
Kind of shoot it in the back, and then it kind of stiffs up, and it also falls down on the ground. And it lands on the ground, and then your arrow pops out of its stomach.
Oh, and plus this aberration, it was 5 points of damage.
It even dies more. It
dies into a pink mist.
Good guy's turns.
That's right, it's a good guy's turn.
Attacking the bird!
So let that happen?
Apparently.
It doesn't say how many points they have.
Essentially, you're summoning a Sherpa.
This AC.
Have him claw some eyes out.
Bird.
And then they get attacked.
Well, it's, it just says AC +1 natural armor.
So it'll be 11. 11. Yeah.
I bet the right, five so people on this podcast, one of them is a member of PETA.
Two hits.
I'm guessing this is a first level. It's not a fourth level, is it?
No, it'll just be first level.
It's a first level.
Okay.
Aw, it's so cute.
But it doesn't have hit points, what I think. Like, how are you supposed to tell...
You have to read over here.
Oh, thanks.
Eric decides when it's dead.
What is HD? Is that hit point?
No. Hit dice.
To the DM.
Oh. So you get 2 hit dice.
So it'll be 8 and 8, 16. It'll have 16 hits.
And then plus his constitution?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to matter because I...
Constitution's 12, so...
And that's how much damage I did, so it's dead.
Poof!
You killed my bird. I don't like you anymore.
Okay, you just want to talk.
No, you
don't. Allison, it's imaginary. Your marriage is real.
Alright, Colt, 45?
Well, I guess if...
Oh, you were in the dark, weren't you, David? Hmm. Oh,
I have low light vision.
Yeah.
I thought I was...
I had my lantern on now on my hip.
Don't elves have dark vision?
No, they have dwarves. They have a little light.
I think it's just dwarves and orcs.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Alright, cool. 45.
Well, I guess if my fearless leader isn't gonna...
I didn't know they were so weak.
As if he was, like he said, I will come back up. At least, well, I'll move to here.
Okay, because remember each square is 10.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna... Stop anyway, and now I'm going to reload my hand.
Okay.
I only have a crossbow, and I'm done.
Circle.
Now, you guys turned me around and really moved me. I thought I was just turning around to check behind us, but just saying.
I didn't know we got a +2 on perception for being an elf.
Now, if I peek around the corner, can I shoot my...
It's a rookie.
I've never played an elf.
I have a 100-foot range.
No, because there's a bunch of stuff in front of you right now. No, because the way you'd move, you'd get right up right behind where Dunkel is.
Well, can I summon another monster?
How many times did you memorize that spell?
I get 4 per day.
Yeah, that's not how those work.
You didn't explain that to me.
Yes, I did. So you can cast Divine Favor once, Doom once, Summon Monster once, and Sanctuary is your free one.
I don't know how they work either, Allison. That's something.
So, no, you cannot.
Good, you get 4 level 1 spells a day. If some monster, it would have to be described twice.
What is the...
P-R-C-G.
There are too many people in front of me, though, right?
For what?
For any sort of attack.
Oh, we'll move.
How far can you move? You can move 30 feet?
30 feet.
Every square's 10?
Wait, sorry, 20 feet with my armor.
No.
So she can only move 2 squares.
Yeah, you can't get very far.
Do you heavily armored?
I apparently...
Medium, probably?
You gotta go light.
Masterwork heavy wooden shield.
Yeah. Lightweight's where it's at. Mm-hmm. Plus 1 set of leather.
No way, man. Tower's heavy.
Bought all
awesome.
My stuff, so you know, whatever.
Yeah, I bought all your stuff. That's
he
right.
Buys all name brand.
Clerics,
you're the one looking through the book. That was me. I bought it all. You're right.
Clerics should have heavy armor. That's fine.
I guess I'm gonna move up so that I can.
They don't start that way though.
With attacking.
No, I don't know.
You have to learn kay. The proficiency.
Well, don't they?
They do an EverQuest.
Okay, so if I move... I get a plus 1 within 30 feet, but I don't know how high the...
It's 30 feet up.
Yeah, so it won't matter anyway. So I'll just stay where I'm at and shoot. I'll assuming I have my bullseye lantern facing, like, on my hip, like, facing, so I can see.
Okay.
I'll shoot that guy.
Okay.
They're aberration, so that takes away the penalty to hit, so that'll be a 24.
Yes, it'll hit.
And then plus 2 for them being my favorite, so 5 points of damage.
Your favorite. You hear that one go... You hear a thump up there.
I say, guys, I guess we don't need to retreat. They're a lot easier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
There were just a lot of them. We had no idea. Yeah. We had 2 miles.
They looked a lot scarier than they actually were.
We should never admit that we were tricked by goblins. Let's keep that between us. Pact.
Yeah, so it'll be like it.
Yep. I know what you did last summer. You got tricked by goblins.
Is that what that movie's about?
I've
never seen it.
Way back.
You hear a...
My little runaway. Bye, goblin.
I did the cartoon feed.
Blah, blah! Wait, I can speak... Not that. Well, I can speak goblin. Did I understand what he said?
Yes, but it was under common what he said.
Oh, can I... Okay, I understand that. What did he say?
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's so polite.
And then the cartoon noise.
Pew! So we're out of battle.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys are safe to come out. I took care of it.
Sure you did.
I did. I killed 3 of them.
Excuse me.
What?
I take my knife and I put a little notch in my belt.
You hurt one with the eagle.
For my very first battle.
Whatever.
No, I'm just showing you. Yeah, your eagle was pretty cool.
This was nothing like the training simulator.
I'll search the bodies that are on the ground.
Touch them. It's gross.
It's cool. They're my favorite enemy.
It's pretty much the same thing the other one had. The other ones have. So, Morningstar, spear, light crossbow, 25 bolts.
You want these bolts?
I seriously have plenty.
Oh, okay.
Unless they're like acid bolts, I don't think.
Nope, that's it.
All right, you guys want to go up this rope?
Open it in.
Yeah.
Before we go up, I'll do like I'll just like tug at it to make sure it doesn't, fall.
Yep, it's pretty sturdy.
Okay.
Wait, we're gonna climb.
I'm sorry, it's only
like gym class.
I mean, unless we could,
I suck at climbing.
We can go up first, and then we can pull you up.
Okay. You can take off your armor and throw
and
it.
And then leave it.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, he's telling you to get completely naked.
No.
Yeah.
If you were a warrior, then I'd know all about it. But you're a spellcaster. That's gross.
So I guess Dustin and I will, Colt and I will climb up, and then our little cleric friend will hold on, and we'll pull her up.
Mm-hmm.
So some dex checks on this.
I'll just use your main hands.
It'll be a climb check. Yep.
17.
Yep. With that rope, it's a really easy climb. You get up there, no problem.
Okay. And then.
Are you saying I don't have to roll?
I don't.
That's what's your bonus?
Zero.
Then yes, you do.
Yay!
You make it up, no problem.
I jump. That's all I do.
Can I try and climb?
Yeah, because neither of us are very strong.
Well, I mean, you can take your time. Take it slow.
Yeah, I got 5.
5's what you need.
Oh, shit.
Cool. So it's kind of hard. It's kinda, armor's really weighing you down, but you finally get up
check.
And you give everybody a dirty look. And
armor check only.
You guys are jerks.
She did throw in an armor check only. She had an 8.
Oh.
Hey.
You're the only person
who's
ever done
that. No.
Why?
I got all mine in, but my armor check penalty is 0. So.
I was going to say mine's 0.
I did all mine. They're none.
It would have been 1, but I bought Masterwork studded leather armor.
Me too. I got a +1 because then that automatically makes it Masterwork. I turn on my lantern and shine it around up here.
Shine around.
Hand a candle. In the wind.
Have I already
bumped
it?
No, because the map's on there.
She wants to cheat, apparently.
Psycho killer.
Discuss it! One time I was in school in Boston, I was going up an elevator with the security guard, me and another friend, and we were at school for audio engineering, and the security guard's like, so you guys are in the audio engineering school? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I used to be in a band. We used to cover the Talking Heads. I'm like, cool. And then he just started singing Psycho Killer while we were standing on the elevator.
Guys, it's a super boring job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Singing Psycho Killer, weird man.
Yeah, he was like looking at us going, Psycho Killer, kiss, kiss, sick. I was like, yep, that would be an example of a song that you would sing. Hey.
Alright, so it opens up and...
Oh, bells go off.
What's that? Did you just send the picture to me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we heard that in the cave.
That would have been awesome.
Alright.
PE's over. We need to go home now.
Perception check in this area.
Okay.
+11, whatever that says.
It's 12.
So 23?
The only thing you really notice once you got on top is it sounds like the waterfall has gotten louder.
Should we cut? Oh, sorry. Thought that was it.
Nope. You see the ropes kind of tied around this thing. And it kind of looks like there's a lot of blood, like, right here. You're guessing, just from your aberration knowledge, you guess it's from those things that were you killed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting the idea that they kind of were hiding right there until they heard you guys.
Do you guys think we should cut this rope so nothing follows us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how high up is it?
30 feet. I have rope, so if we need to get back down, we can tie another rope. All
right.
Or we could cut it and then pull it up and take it with us.
Maybe we should just untie it.
That's what I was waiting for.
Or wrap it around the rock so then we don't have to.
Oh, just pull it up?
Maybe we could just pull it up. No, cut it.
But what if something wants to go down with it?
They have to to be smart enough to figure out how to unwrap it.
Alright, so we'll just pull it up and...
Yeah, let's put it in a wicked awesome knot. It'd be really hard to get out.
Ooh, be like... New dice of that. It's fine.
No, I think you're right. I think we should pull it up.
Okay. So we'll pull it up. Erase the picture! We pulled it up! Until you don't...
Eric, is he erasing the picture?
Then I put it back down. Then I pull it up. Put it back down.
Hey, that's the episode.
Do I see any tracks leading one way more than the other?
Perception.
Or survival?
Normal. Nope. Oh,
hold on, hold on, hold on. It's plus 11. 13.
I would do a perception check, but I can't see that well.
I've got my lantern going.
And you've got the light that I gave you.
Fine, I'll do one.
Fine if I have to.
You see a lot of Wolverine tracks. As in the enemy Wolverine, not actual Wolverine.
Are they going a certain direction?
Both ways.
Not tinier badgers.
Are Wolverines smaller than badgers?
They're about the same size, I think.
Wolverine in the comics is like 5'4".
That's my new ambition once we start your campaign again, is to find a Wolverine. Have Shivers have a friend.
There's a whole area of town.
Okay, so...
All right.
Which way are we going?
Your pick, Circle.
Let's go right.
Cool. Your right or mine?
Where does Torax going to go?
Yeah, do you have any visions of your dead brothers?
No, Torax going to save me.
Torax
says Let me give you a little preaching right now.
Torax says to go right?
Yes.
Let's go left.
Aristotle tells me to go hunting.
Hugh tells me to leave.
What are you guys doing?
We're going right.
We're going left.
Us is going left. David and I are going right.
I'm going right too. Let's get
everyone going right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He'll landslide. Keep me down.
And I stand children get older. I'm getting old.
Okay.
Maybe like to sing.
I've had enough of karaoke.
I guess we should have asked which tunnel the water is louder in.
You'd have to go down.
I bet it's not this one. It looks like it ends.
Two bodies are pressed against the northern wall of this cramped cavern. A burning candle rests atop a broken rock column near the center of the room. A necklace hangs from the column beneath the candle. Dangling from the necklace, silver chains... Dangling from the necklace, the silver chain, are a number of small black stones.
Hey, go grab that, Rookie. Just go grab that necklace.
I'll do trap. Sunset. Looking for traps.
Okay. I care. There's no other reason. This has to be a trap. If it's not,
Let's say 20.
You do not find any traps.
It seems safe to grab.
All right, go get it.
Chiclet.
You get like a very faint magic on it, but you have spellcraft, don't you? Mm-hmm. Give me a spellcraft check.
I have it too. Can I help?
Yes.
Come on, Sir Clay.
Roll it against us, Felton.
I have a 16.
Oh, you're doing spellcraft?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You have spellcraft, really?
Yeah, I'm a ranger.
But don't you
know?
And elves get a bonus to it. I don't have acrobatics, appraise, bluff, diplomacy, disable device, disguise, escape artist, fly.
You don't have appraise? Mm-hmm. So when you get paid in gems, you have no idea
what
you're
doing. Let's trust.
You guys kind of discern that this is the beginning process of an animate dead spell. The stuff in the center.
That's fucked.
And there's two dead bodies?
Yes.
What kind of creatures are they?
Orcs. Wolverines.
Are they Wolverines? I want to cut their heads off.
Okay. Gross.
Well, I don't want them to come to life. And
God, I'm used to UV. Like, then I want to skin them.
Well,
that's a good idea. Then I skin them.
Hmm?
Yeah, cut their heads off.
Okay. Well, Torag would never say that.
Torag says that all the time.
I'm protecting myself, so...
Ooh. Torag.
Well, Torag would never say that either.
He didn't save my brothers, he just saved me.
Jesus.
He can be a little bit spiteful.
It's true.
Yeah, he sounds like an awesome god. You can only save one person out of three.
Thorag is an awesome god, except he hates your brothers.
He only likes women. Is Thorag an evil god?
No, he's lawful good.
It's an evil sounding name.
It's lawful good. He's normally for dwarves.
So after I cut off their heads, anything happened?
You felt really gross.
Blades are dirty.
Yeah. You need to clean off your...
I like them.
Okay. Well, you turn to a woman.
Yes! Who's going to rip that necklace down?
Rookie? I didn't take it. I just looked for traps.
Because you looked scared, right? When everybody looked at you, you're like,
I don't want to die.
Don't kill me. That's your goal, I think.
No.
That's my goal for everything.
Fuck it, I take the necklace down.
Okay.
That's it?
Yep.
God, there's no spells in this thing?
Well, you certainly can't appraise it.
Can you?
I can give it a shot.
You're a rogue. Do you have appraise?
Yeah.
Alright, well, how much do you think this is worth?
Let me feel the weight. Let me take it. Let me feel the weight on it.
So what would you call this necklace? Undead necklace? You don't know
shit.
It's
worth like 60 million
gold. Okay, let me try. I don't have it trained, but I know a little bit more than 60 you.
60 million is the ballpark, I think.
I have a 12.
Yeah, you have no idea.
See, 12 million?
Here.
That's pretty good, too.
All right, what do you think?
Nah, I got nothing.
I think it is worth 60 million gold.
I have nothing. Are you sure you have nothing? Yeah, you have more than I
do. So when all said and done, you'll get
like 45.
Seven black onyx gems, and then that silver necklace.
Okay, I wrote down the necklace if you want to write down the onyx gems.
Okay. Should we loot the bodies?
Are you sure?
We just looted their heads.
Anything on the bodies?
They have...
No head.
Two suits of banded mail, a light steel shield, a heavy pick, a short sword... A heavy crossbow with a quiver holding 14 bolts and 5 masterwork bolts.
I'll take the masterwork bolts.
We should take that pick in case we find some...
Weren't there two picks? There was a heavy pick and a small pick?
Nope. There was a heavy pick, a short sword, and a heavy crossbow for weapons.
And then when you attack somebody with it, you say...
Psycho killer!
That's good to say.
Why is everybody always picking on?
That's what I say when somebody hits me with it. Mm. Alright, I guess we're done with this room.
So who's taking the pick?
So they were down here mining as well?
I don't know.
Heavy pick is a weapon.
But you could also use it to mine.
I think it's more of a weapon.
But if I wanted to...
Well, if you wanted to, you could use a sword to mine with.
I'm not getting anything.
My sword's all messed up.
I got copper in Minecraft before doing that.
Oh, God. That's true. You can't do that in Minecraft. You can use your fist in Minecraft.
Yes.
Well, not to get the better stuff.
I do. I just sit there all...
Punch trees, baby. That's where it's at.
I dig a hole and then lock it up and I don't build houses. I burrow.
I'm a nomad.
I use a badger.
Carry a clock around with you so you know when to come out.
What are the stats on a pick?
I don't know. I don't think
you are
I don't think anybody's going to use it.
No.
I was just more of a
single. I thought it was for mining, so that's it.
No.
Alright.
It's for a variety of
uses. Well, we can still take it. We can sell it to Tan. He loves us.
So what are you guys doing?
Go down the other side.
Dumb shit.
But I'll come to the precipice and
shine my light. Alright, we come to the precipice and shine the light. It shows an arrow coming right at you.
Ah!
He's a gnome blacksmith, and it's also David's biggest fan.
AC 18.
That's a hit. Exactly.
7 points of damage as a cross, or not a crossbow bolt, but a arrow hits you right in the chest.
I laugh. Can I see who shot it?
Yeah. Sure can. There's a wolverine down there with a longbow and two more flanking him.
Spit up blood. These guys are psycho killers.
I'm fine. I still have got plenty of hit points.
Okay. Well, remember I got all that healing crap.
Yeah, I think I've got a couple potions on me.
Does he remind you of your brothers?
I have a cure light wounds.
That's good.
And then I wrote some number by it, but it looks like it says 1. Oh, level 5 is what I wrote.
Level 5.
I was like, 1.15?
I've got one level 5 cure.
Yeah, and that will heal. Yeah, that'll heal me fully if I ever drink.
Alright, roll initiative. Initiative as the one lets loose and the other two already got their arms pulled back.
Yeah, natural 20.
9.
Get in the game.
Come on. I'm rolling my crap today. My dice suck.
Yeah, mine's.
What company did you go? Did you go to ChessX?
Yeah, it's ChessX.
Yeah, there's really, like, because I think I told you, I tried to order some dice from that guy that had that video, but his website doesn't link to anything.
He probably requires mail order.
And these are the same guys that they've been using on Nerd Poker lately that they were talking about.
ChessX?
What's this? No, this brand that I bought.
Circle?
I had 9.
And no, these are ChessX.
I got 21. Ooh. For Cult. Same thing in the last round.
Well, at least I
David,
can go first.
24.
Maybe I'll do less damage.
Dunkle go first.
Dunkle go first.
All time captain.
So, I guess I'll move one up to be 30 feet in distance from
there.
Let
me draw it in there for you and Jin.
I'm so mad. Which one? Do I know which one shot at me?
That one.
Alright, you're gonna fucking die.
So you're so mad? Like M-A-T-T-E?
Yeah, I'm a mad.
Or you're so mad.
So mad. No. That's so Raven?
So Raven.
I really want to fire one of my sleep arrows, but I feel like it'd be a waste on these idiots. Also, I have one poison arrow that I soaked in. What did we kill? I think?
Spiders?
Yeah.
And what did you skin?
No, there's a spider and I soaked an arrow and it's
that'll work.
Well, that's cool.
Poison. So
flip the board over here in a second.
Are you sure it was poison, Zach?
What?
And I guess you're a ranger. You
yeah, I'm a ranger. Come on. Don't insult me. So that'll be a 26 to hit?
That'll probably hit.
I hope. Oh, if it doesn't, I'm running.
I'll stick with the ship. I'm not some South Korean ferry captain. That was bad.
This is an old reference. Well, not that old. But...
No, that's not even a month.
Oh, I was thinking of the Italian. Remember that Italian guy that did that? Like,
yeah.
A couple years ago?
Yeah, I think the South Korean guy is way worse.
Like
yeah.
Damage?
I haven't rolled yet. That hits, though?
Yeah.
8.
Alright, you decide to show him what your arrow feels like in the chest, and he don't like it as much, and he dies.
Then I yell at the others.
Get a higher.
Come on, Dark Knights!
Alright, they shoot you.
Oh. Wait, I was just joking. Let's be friends!
That's not gonna hit nothing.
Is there a spell that creates...
Oh! Creates what?
That you can turn people into animals.
Yeah. Polymorph.
We should learn it, and then when we fight the leader of the Wolverines, turn him into a Wolverine and then make him my pet.
What if he's a were-Wolverine to be in with?
Then I'm his best friend.
Turns you into one.
You guys can frolic together.
You know what? I don't frolic enough.
It's true. You put all the ranks into it.
I know. We never come across glades.
You set your sights too high. Go for some prairies first.
You're right. You know, you could really frolic anywhere.
Yeah.
I just...
You know. I mean, you're urban.
That's true.
Frolic urbanly.
I cast frolic.
After they shoot, they back up.
I cast comfort urban.
After they see their friend.
Cowards.
That's weird, because I just scribed their name on each arrow.
Took your arrow.
Did you have to ask them their name first?
No, I don't.
What's your name?
What high school... I knew they'd always be losers.
The traitor of it. It's Hydra.
Who's Hydra?
She's tripping off her balls.
Oh.
Alright, so you guys can keep chase or whatever. What do you want
to
do?
I said we go out to these idiots, yeah, but I'm also afraid of this.
Well, let's take our time.
Yeah, as we go down, we need to check.
Yeah, I say we pursue, but like we're kind of like a SWAT team going down, like we check our... So, like, we're going, but
okay.
We'll check in here, and then...
I will go for such a check for such a thing.
And I will, too.
That's better.
It's a 19 for SWAT team.
Mine's a 27.
23.
You're doing what spot?
Just, like, glancing down this as we're going after him to see if I see anything. If we see anything collectively. That's not me, that's you.
It's wherever you want it to be.
Thank you.
This opens up. You can't see, but you can see it opens up.
Okay. Yeah, it's just cursory. You
can't squeeze through that.
Make sure there is anybody down there.
And what did you roll?
I had a 27. 23.
How's
everybody?
30.
Dustin
had a 19. Alright, you can see, just with a quick glance, you see just out of the corner of your eye that there's like a light down here, and there's bedrolls and stuff.
But we don't see anybody?
Nope.
Set it on fire!
Alright, so I say, like, let's keep going and following these guys.
Take a nap.
We're gonna have to.
After we take a nap.
We're gonna have to flip the board.
Uh oh, Eric's getting mad.
I'm gonna flip the whole table.
Eric smash. You know what I like about this new phone?
What's that?
If I put this button right here, I can go back to everything else I have open, so I can just flip flop back to.
You can do that on here, but you have to hold down this button.
Oh, the middle one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that in my
home. What did you have before?
A Droid
2. It was like really old.
Yeah, I had the Galaxy 1 and I loved it, so that's all I've had since. I'm excited for the 5. I like the screen. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I guess ours was old to compare with. So.
And Snarbart shows up.
Making a toast.
To Snarbart. Someday we'll see him again.
Oh, he's dead?
No, it's just we haven't played.
Not yet.
Where did
is that your campaign?
Yeah. He's linked it.
You gonna join that campaign?
No.
You could.
No.
There's a female coming up you can play.
No.
Her name's,
She's kind of Russian-ish.
No.
How good day, soldiers.
No, that's not how you speak Russian.
How?
It's not?
No.
How?
So you know.
How do you do it?
It's, mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Mm.
That's true.
You should play her.
That's it.
We took our Chinese class. Mm-hmm. There was this Russian family that would sit behind us, and that's how they communicated. Mm-hmm.
Remember their talk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's
all. Bunch of like mm-hmm. mumble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good, comrade.
Nope, they didn't.
I will have the orders. I don't know what to do.
All right, so this area opens up, and it looks like it's a bunch of little side caverns and whatnot.
Can we see the tracks of where those guys were going?
You can hear them.
Okay.
That's a little boulder, yeah.
Oh.
That's a little baby
one.
Lovely
drawings
here.
I'm
going to
get the point.
It's a Step Up.
I love that movie.
I haven't
here.
Seen that movie.
Fine. Oh, here we are.
Is it a real movie?
Yeah, Step Up.
Is that a dance movie?
Like,
I think so. I've never seen it.
Alright, so these guys... What kind of
dancing?
Stepping.
Like stair steps?
No, like you like...
I think it's like urban.
You see these guys are going this way.
Hip-hop.
You can actually see them.
Are they close enough to shoot at?
Yes.
I want to shoot at them.
Okay. In the back alley?
Pretty much.
That's a one. Yeah.
Told me that Game of Thrones can be described in the whole movie of Step Up.
So I find a dollar?
No, your bowstring snaps.
God damn it.
So
what were you doing?
I was shooting at him.
Your bow is not usable until you can restring it.
God damn it. Yeah, I botched. Can I borrow someone's bow? I'm pretty much worthless.
Yeah, you can borrow mine.
Thank you.
He's gonna have to give us a good inspiring speech.
Fuck you!
Gets all serious about it.
I yell.
Fuck you! Bowmaker, Tan!
Ooh, that's true. Tan's a saboteur.
Tan's my friend.
What? Where are you going?
They're running.
He's right here.
So is yours just a regular longbow?
No, it's a masterwork longbow.
Cool. So I don't have to change.
Range is 100
feet. But there ain't no composites.
I've got that too. So.
Oh, so you're gonna hand it off. And what are you doing, Colt?
Well, I guess I will step up a little bit and make another perception check to see if.
Was that all I get to do?
You'll have to pull another weapon out. So
no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna summon my eagle dude.
You can only do it once a day.
Because I told you can only do it once. You only have
memories. Well, you told me when the day is over.
We have to rest.
Well, it's only been like 20 minutes, if that.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I thought days in Pathfinder were 20 minutes. Are you going to roll it with that?
Yeah.
Which would be better.
No.
Yeah, same.
That's my usual roll, let's be honest. That's a 13.
That'll miss.
Oh, I wasn't attacking.
Oh, what are you doing?
I was doing a perception check to see if there's any.
Yeah, because I thought they ran.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I'll attack if you let my perception check.
I'll attack.
This is their AC.
You miss their...
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like what I said, this area kind of branches out. It doesn't look like anybody's, like, been in here for a while or hasn't been used for anything. It's just kind of a bunch of craggy openings.
Well, I don't like craggy.
Oh, also, when those guys were yelling at me and making fun of me, I say, mind your manners. Because we're not mine. Anyway.
Negative XP.
Guys, let's keep going after these guys. Thank you once again, Circle, for letting me borrow your masterwork longbow. I will return it to you.
You are in deep shit.
Well, pay to get a fix.
Yeah, she killed her own brothers.
And then blamed God.
You don't know that.
I'm just what I'm saying. But be careful.
Okay, since we were close to that summoning the dead chamber, detect magic. See if there's any dead.
Alright.
As we're proceeding.
System is so extensive.
What is?
This cave system.
It's a mine.
I don't mind. That is what you see, and you do not see them anymore.
Can I see their tracks?
Yes, they went that way.
They went that away.
It doesn't. That.
Are you wanting revenge for your bow?
Is there yes, not a separate set of tracks or anything?
Give me a survival.
14.
You see 5 distinct tracks here.
Do any go down this way?
You're not down that far to see, but it looks kind of like that. Yeah.
Ogre-ish?
You see 4, what do you assume, like, the orcs that shot at you before?
Dicks.
This way, then you saw, see like a littler one, walk down that way.
Ooh.
Good ear, dude.
Possibly. I mean, it could be anything. Could be a dinosaur.
Could be them covering their tracks with
it is not a dinosaur, it's boot prints.
Yeah, little boots on sticks, and they're just stamping them down as they go.
That's true.
I
he puts his feet on the side of the
wall.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I'm thinking we find these guys, if we get one of them, we get some answers.
Alright, let's find them. Yeah, because they're going to keep trying to take pot shots at us if we don't.
Yeah. And okay. We're going... What does Bless do?
Bless gives a plus one to everything.
Okay.
Hit damage.
Do you have curly wounds?
I do.
Level 1?
She can give up spells for that. She's got 2 wands with that on there. The ones that maximize one, it automatically gives you full hit points. Or gives full Cure Light Wounds possibility.
I have 15 hits on that.
Torag.
You have 15? Will you cast? It's level 1, right?
The max Cure Light.
The max is level 5.
Torag
will be 28, but it would be 13 guaranteed.
I only need 8, but I mean, yeah. Would you mind casting that on me?
So you know.
You want the Cure Light, or you want the Light Wounds one?
You want
Would you stop talking?
Do you want the maximized or the regular wand is what she's asking.
Both. Let's do the maximized since it's only 4 points away from...
Twerk demands money for that sort of thing usually.
Alright, so, yep, that's...
Thank you.
Well, he already owes me.
So I might as well keep the debt going up.
I killed all those things.
Dunkle owes
David's
me
at the end.
Dunkle owes me for the use of my bow, and now Curtis Arias.
Didn't you get rid of the inn?
No, I still have it.
You got it in, you realize that this is what you want to do after all.
No, it's fun.
No.
We have a goblin cook.
Ugh, that's a weird movie.
And I say let's keep going after those guys, so we'll follow the trails down here.
Can't wait till the goblin poisons
all of you. Alright, so you walk right here, and three arrows automatically shoot at you.
Sons of bitches.
Well, there's three of them now?
Yep. I said there was four distinct tracks.
So he came back to life.
They were carrying the other guy.
There's three.
Oh, dead end.
Hmm.
They are so dead.
Yeah, I would love to see some fire thrown in there.
What's that?
This is not a dead end. This drops down behind them.
Well,
so behind them is all completely open.
So you better one shot.
And it's actually light behind there. Here, let me read the description.
Oh, maybe we can push them off the cliff.
But we want one alive so we can ask questions.
We just need one alive.
Like bison. We only need one alive.
A ledge in the shape of a half moon overlooks the cabin floor approximately 70 feet below. A massive waterfall spills down the chasm, perhaps 20 feet away. Its thunderous roar nearly deafening.
Well, so they're probably not going to jump off.
The ledge is slick with water and slopes slightly outward and downward. Anyway, they're shooting at you guys. Anywho.
We just want to be friends.
So what's that guy? Let's see, what is your deal? I don't. That's a miss. Miss.
Cool.
Now these guys are using rapid shot defeat, so they're shooting at you four times.
What?
Holy shit.
Shoot at you four times!
What?
Or six times, I guess. Of course, I'm not... Oh, that one will hit. AC 20 on... Colt.
Yeah, it's a... I use my, my...
5 points of damage.
My monk abilities that I catch zeros.
And you notice when the arrow hits you that it's got like a big... a little bit of a oomph from it?
No, I didn't.
And the other one's this one. Okay. You want to keep the same initiative? I do. Okay.
I like that. I like that idea.
So, that is their turn. So, Colt, here we go.
Were they taking a minus two with their rapid shot?
They sure were.
Okay. Using a potion is a move action, right?
Correct. Okay. Or it's a standard action, no.
Okay. Throw it at him.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to back off down here.
Coward.
And drink a potion.
Okay.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to potions.
3 points.
Bless you. Could you look up sleep arrow stats? Because I'm about ready to use one. Or unless you know them. Are they in this book?
Is there, they're going to be in that one, or they're going to be in... there should be the equipment guide, right?
Okay. I think they're in equipment. Did we roll initiative?
Yeah. We're using the same as last.
Oh. Sorry.
Apologies.
Okay.
Oh, and these guys are all screaming really loud right now, too.
Oh, that's good. Is it my turn?
Like, trying to intimidate, or...
Like, letting other things know that they're fighting people.
What are they screaming in? What language?
Just common. Common.
So, is it my turn?
I no. Tell them to shut up.
Circle's turn.
Spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
It takes a round to...
Getting serious.
Duration, 1 round.
Oh, okay.
Casting time.
1 standard action. Now that appears right now.
Oh, right now? Okay. Yeah.
Here it is.
Bonk.
What do you want it to be?
Do you have a hammer?
Who did you attack?
I haven't. Nobody's attacked anybody.
No one's attacked.
Uh-uh. Only they have.
Okay, I'm going to attack the guy in the front.
I think it's a hammer. I think Torag is a hammer.
Oh, I have a slime
here. I think I have slime,
though.
No, it's still magic, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be as effective against non-slime things, but it's going to be fun to use. Roll again.
I need to roll again.
Because you got to confirm it. 13, and you add your wisdom to that. Is that right, Dustin? You use spiritual weapon all the time.
Sixteen.
Hits!
Yeah.
Or critical.
What?
You did a critical hit.
Yeah.
They're seeing stars. Just one of them.
What is that? Times two for magic weapons? Do you know?
And then I do 1d8 of damage per hit.
One what?
1d8 damage per hit. Right?
It would just be the normal weapon stats.
Weapon made of force appears, attacks object, direct hit. You deal 1d8 force damage per hit, plus 1 per 3 caster levels.
Yeah, it's whatever your favorite deity's weapon is. Pretty sure it's a hammer. So a hammer, I think, is a d8.
Oh, it has the same threat range and critical. No, she just does a d8.
Oh, it just does d8 damage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
So what's your Warhammer's critical thing?
Times 3.
So roll 1d8 3 times.
Whoa,
yeah. Yep.
You're about to obliterate one guy.
Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna, I'm assuming you add the plus 1 to each time. Well, it'd be plus 2, right? It's first level spell. Yeah. So then
17.
Plus, is that the 2 each time too, or is that just without adding anything?
So 23.
So, circulates, like, cools and. Screamed like whatever, power of Tar compelled you, whatever. Big hand, this hand, you see this Warhammer like materialize out of nowhere. Just like whack around and just swing and hit. Hits this guy square in the back, and you just see him like crumple, hit against the wall, crumple, and he just slides down, and parts of him are still stuck to the wall as he slides down.
She just saw a spine go through his chest.
Holy shit. That was awesome.
Nice. See, magic's not all bad.
That one's dead.
Could just give me a hand.
You're the other guys. Holy fuck!
Steve!
Quit screaming for your stupid idiots.
Whoa.
Dunkle, it's your turn.
That's right.
Alright. Go here.
Shut up,
and sleep arrow at this guy.
Okay.
Six plus eight, and the sleep arrow is a plus 1. So 15.
Just barely hits.
Oh, good, because those things were expensive. Alright, so it does, non-lethal damage, but you have to make a DC 11 will save or you fall asleep.
He stays awake, because I got a 16.
Damn it, that arrow was expensive, I yell. And...
He goes, oh, I'm sorry, and he falls asleep.
It'll be 10 yeah, points of damage.
Also twist it when it hits him.
Oh, wow, 10?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 9.
I was going to say, damn. But that's subdual, right?
Yeah, subdual. Which isn't as fun. Damn it.
Good hit, though.
Yeah.
Oracle's turns. We got Dark Knight!
Shh. Oh, they're autistic.
You hear a lot of commotion coming up behind you.
Behind us?
Behind them.
Oh.
Like in this big open area.
Yeah, that was just fell straight off.
Yeah, but it's
there's stuff behind him. You just can't see it from where you're at.
We should try to collapse the cave.
AC.
Just like right here.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
How do you propose?
AC 16, David. That's a miss, right?
Yeah.
16 again. Miss. Super miss.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
The bullet's pretty far away.
Alright, that's their turn.
Yeah, but every square is 10 feet.
Oh, wait, what? Point blank slash what? It gives you a plus 2?
No, negative 2. Point blank. Oh, point blank?
Yeah.
That's plus 1.
Yeah, I still wouldn't hit you. Alright.
Yeah, because I got it. Plus mm-hmm. 1. Within 30 feet, but they're not within 30 feet.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Dunkle, where you went, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's cold. Wait, I just went, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're actually considered the top.
Oh.
Okay.
Just gonna move here.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a perception check down there, see if there's anything to see or hear.
Don't worry, I'll fight.
Well, I can't. I'm not gonna run in there. Fucking, you know. As a rogue.
Alright, stop putting that backspin on it.
There yeah, that's not help you any... Since I haven't played with you.
26 from a perception check. It's random guys, duh.
Stop it, man. You are hearing a lot of commotion from this lower area. It's kind of sloping down here. And although the waterfall is kind of making it hard to hear, you can hear like people gearing up down there.
Like, I feel like it connects.
Yeah, you'd think that this would go, like, somewhere down to the ground floor over here.
Okay. So what do you say to us?
Yeah, Captain and Elf Lady. Hey.
how would you guys want to make your last life on Earth,
yeah.
on Earth memorable?
I still think we need to run back and move that boulder.
I think that's a good idea. Do you? But you have like fire bombs or something?
I do.
But isn't the boulder really far away?
Well, it doesn't matter. If we get a head start, we close them out.
But they said we saw a smaller pair of tracks. I think Majorite's down here.
If he is, then he's in. They have him hostage.
I just feel like
there
we
has
give
to be another
on.
Way to sneak there. There were those two other tunnels that we didn't take. We didn't go to the east or the west.
Well, that means those guys could just come out that way, too.
Yeah, but we'll slow them down.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
You are my leader.
How many people do you think you heard?
Hard to tell. Especially because... Yeah, I mean, it's... You did get a high, but the waterfall is a pretty big negative.
I turn off the waterfall.
All right. The water dries up, and...
I'm thirsty.
And the ground's thirsty.
Well, let's as soon as we... let's keep trying to deal with these guys, and if we... other people come, we'll start booking it.
Okay. I like the book.
Yeah. Because kind of what I'm thinking is, if we can get these guys... clear these guys out, if these guys start running, we run, throw a rope, climb down, and then they look like idiots and just start running off.
Yeah.
After nothing.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's just keep this fighting. As soon as things go south, we get the fuck out of here.
Hey. Circle E hammer?
I don't still have that, do I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's around for...
Yeah, should we get that
it's
out?
It's like...
So?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I tried
it's like two rounds per level or something?
Yeah, I think it's based on your level. So
it's,
yeah,
it's there for at least 3 rounds.
Okay. Well, then I'll use that again.
I use it a lot. Only once was it awesome. Every other time I was just whiffing.
Okay. Which one did David try and...
I did Subdual.
The
so
middle one there is...
It's not really good.
Yeah. Well, it's
I know, but I don't
want to...
Oh, does it?
Yeah,
I thought it only counted if you hit. Over, I don't remember. Yeah. I think we looked at something.
The one that Dunkel didn't go after because he's in the process of putting him to sleep or whatever.
I'm done with that. Fuck these guys.
The one. Dunkel didn't do.
Okay, well. Yeah. Do I add anything to this, or is it just that?
I think you add your wisdom. I don't know, you have to look it up. I'm pretty sure it's wisdom.
I add my wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm. You should have tons of wisdom.
Yeah.
I think it said 12.
12 is miss.
But you get to go.
No, you get to go. Of course, you don't have a bow anymore.
So. I have acid darts, though.
That's the sound of an acid dart.
Okay, so, same guy. Acid dart. Okay, that sucked.
I think that's a ranged touch attack. So add your attack bonus into that. I'm pretty sure it's ranged. It'll be under cleric domain power, so it'll be under the cleric section. And it's the earth school.
It's only 7.
Yes, that's still a miss, even if it is a ranged touch.
Under Earth, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I found it, but it doesn't give us stats on it. Anyway, let's just assume it doesn't hit.
Yeah, it's not going to hit. All right. Yeah. Dunkel, the top.
Google.
All right, the guy I shot the sleep arrow at, I'll shoot a normal arrow at.
Okay.
God damn it. I might have broken your bow. Where the fuck is up with the ones? It's like the third one I've done. Is that the 90s again?
91, he broke another one.
Broke my bow?
Guys, I think we need to run.
You keep shooting so hard.
I am worthless at this moment. All I have is a dagger.
You know, I'd let you borrow my crossbow, but not after that.
You broke my bow!
It just needs to be restrung.
Ah!
As soon as we get a second, I can fix it.
As soon as we get... Just calm down, woman! Are you gonna do anything else?
Yeah, guys, let's run, I say. But
back to my plan?
Yeah. A good plan?
I know you said it was a good plan.
18 hits David.
Mm-hmm.
That does not. 19, does that hit you, Allison?
Nope.
What's a dang?
She's got like a 20 something, don't you?
Wow.
22.
Jeez.
I ain't gonna hit you then. And look like, let me look here again. Like, Colt, you feel a little bit more power, like this is like a different kind of bow that hits you.
Wait, I thought I got hit.
No, I like Colt. Colt got hit before with an arrow.
Oh, okay.
So, 8 Don't points cry. Of damage.
To him?
You.
Oh, then why are we saying Colt?
Because Colt got hit by an arrow before.
I didn't cry.
He's comparing it.
Oh, okay.
Because I said when Dunkel got hit, it felt like there was a little extra oomph to it.
Mm.
Same thing.
There's no games.
These guys suck. Guys, retreat.
So are you running?
Retreat.
Run.
Alright,
yep,
it's
Colt's turn.
If you want to run in there.
I don't. I just feel like I could. Anyway. No, I'm going to run.
Okay. Whoop. You Zoidberg.
Why not?
Circle.
Is it? Would it currently only be those two pursuing us? If they're going to pursue us,
as far as you know,
there was a lot more voices.
I know there were more voices, but they haven't gotten near us yet. Correct?
Not yet. I thought I heard them like gearing up, like preparing. I'm saying this as I'm running.
I mean, your hammer can still attack, and we can run.
That's true.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll attack one more time and then run.
Well, then cave their chest in. Or just any part of their body. Just cave any part of their body.
That's a miss. Do you want to do anything? Because you can do it on a standard action and then a move action. Unless you just want to run.
Yeah, you should probably run, though, because you can't move very fast.
Yeah, I'm going to run.
You gotta strip off your armor faster.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Quit trying to get me naked.
No, I would hope you're wearing something underneath your armor.
I have a robe.
If not, you dress that way and you're asking for it.
Oh, don't think that.
Alright, as you start leaving, you hear another orc voice yell from the below. It's like, what are you guys doing up there? Then you hear, Nevhad, we got Dark Knights up here. He says, I'm hitting Brutus up there for you.
Yeah, we run faster.
E2, Brutus?
I think that's an orc, or an ogre.
Okay.
Let's worry. Yeah, I need to. I'm worthless right now, so we need to get that to a point where I can fix my bow.
We need to put that back over.
Yep.
Yeah. And once we get to the place with the boulder, we want to.
What are you doing? You're going to have to do a chase for this. They ain't going to let you run away.
Yeah, they will. They don't care. I'm just more saying in the game, once we get to that point.
You're going to have to work to get to that point.
We have 15 minutes, guys.
Let's not die.
15 minutes to what?
So I have to go.
Oh, you're only at 7? Okay.
Yeah, I have to work at 2 a.m.
Play that game. Is that I played that game? You don't need all three of those. Alright, so you start running, and they don't feel any arrows shoot at them, and the giant warhammer that killed their friend kind of dissipates. You can hear them running after you.
Did the warhammer run away?
Mm-hmm. She goes away, yeah.
It's not empty hammer.
Alright, so yeah, they're chasing you guys, so this is where we're at right now. They're still chasing, those two guys are at least still chasing you.
What? So we've got a good...
You've probably got about 100 feet in front of them.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep going.
We gotta kick this rope down. As soon as we get down, we cut it.
Agreed.
Okay.
So,
what do you want to do?
Move your guys.
Oh, just move them? Okay.
Yep. So, that's going to take a round, so they're going to gain ground. And you can hear something big kind of lumbering behind them now.
You two climb down first.
Boom.
Do you have something sharp to cut the rope?
Yeah, you two climb down first.
Okay. Give me a climb check. It'll be a little bit harder because you're under a little bit of duress.
10 for me.
16.
Okay.
Get to the down.
Downtown.
So I get down, and then while I'm hanging on it, I cut it, and then I'm going to fall with it.
Okay.
And try to make any kind of acrobatic... All right, whatever, to land. Be an 18.
So how high? That's 30 feet, so that'll subtract 10. Okay. 5 points of damage from the fall.
What a leader.
And then I'll just continue running with these guys.
So,
all right. Stop watching these guys jump. So,
So they start firing arrows when they're missed, and then you hear,
keep running.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I don't want to watch what happens. Keep running.
And then when we get there, shove that boulder in front of the path.
Give you some strength checks.
Oh, boy.
Come on, everybody.
I have no modifier for this.
I don't either.
17.
12.
9.
So, circlet, full of adrenaline and their power of Torog. Come on, you jackasses! Oh! All right, you move it in front of that door.
See, it's way more satisfying than spells.
Shut up. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think we need to alert the Dark Knights. Where's the boot?
Huh.
The Mortenberg?
bow. Well, I mean, this guy might be in. We just at least need to get to a spot where I can fix my bow.
Are we at a spot now that you can fix the
bow? I doubt it.
Yeah, I actually have no idea how long that would take.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have any string.
I do. I have twine.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Look at that twine.
While running, I'll just.
If you put the twine on there, it won't be masterwork anymore, just so you know.
Oh, really? What do I need? Masterwork twine?
Well, it's kind of like a makeshift thing.
Alright, let's go see Tan.
And then run all the way back to Tan.
Yeah, and then run all the way back.
And then come back.
Guys, we failed this mission.
Well, while they're in there, maybe we should have them build a sled.
That's a good idea.
What's a sled gonna do for us?
Sorry, we had him do that.
It's a joke.
We had him build a sled, and then we never even used it.
And he lost it.
Yeah, we lost
it. We did? I thought we
did. Next, the guy jumped on our horses and
took that's over. Right.
Damn it.
That's when I became you, Quinn.
Okay, so we're running all the way back to town?
Honestly, yeah, we'll see what's
yeah, we're gonna fight. What kind of
this is what we do. This is what the Dark Knights do.
I broke two bows, not just yours.
Yeah, right. He doesn't mess around.
We fucked out this mission.
Yeah,
well, we just had crappy rolls.
We guys run away with your tails behind your legs back to, let's see what time it is. We're gonna call it here. So you guys run back to Crystal.
This isn't the first time.
She yells at you for a solid hour. And
I tell her to shut the fuck up. You shouldn't have sent three people out there to fight an entire army. We shouldn't have even ventured in there at all.
Yeah.
Your character's dead.
What?
What?
She can't kill him.
She just did.
You guys are just going to stand there and watch her kill me?
No, wait a minute.
I don't get a reflex save?
Nope.
Whoa, hang on. How? No.
That doesn't seem
no.
fair. What is she?
Can't I do the selective channeling and cure David?
Nope.
I'm going back to the farm.
No.
All right, you won't die, but you are in the brig.
That's fine. But seriously, she sucks.
I hate her.
Do you want to fight her?
No.
Yeah, you guys should fight her.
I don't want to fight her, but I don't think...
She steals our horses.
There are no horses in this town.
Can't we reason with her?
Reason what? Okay, well, let's see what this out. What do you guys want
to
do?
Well, I don't think it's fair that she yells at us. We had to fight an entire army.
Nah, I'm cool with the yelling, but I just feel like we did the... I mean, we couldn't take him down.
Yeah. All right, let's start the encounter over again with her.
Okay.
Because I know she's a bitch, don't get me wrong.
She is a bitch. All right, so okay, what are you guys going to say when you come back to town?
I'll just be like, there's an entire army, and they have...
Yeah,
ballistas.
I want to warn her of the ballistas,
there's ogres.
The village.
They have magical powers to break bows out of nowhere.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
the
they're augmenting.
That you guys are getting...
Yeah, I'm guessing those were masterwork or heavy.
They're augmenting.
When you're describing it, Chris Rowell says those were sound like composite bows.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I never said that. Anyway, they said that. Anyway, yeah, just describing the modifying ammunition for ballistas.
They have ogres?
That, yeah, well...
She says we knew about ogres already.
The townspeople are hiding in fear.
They won't even come out for the Dark Knights. We were not a force enough to stop these people.
In their defense, the Dark Knights do have a reputation of burning everything down they go to.
Sure.
Did you say shut up?
I said true.
And I do love my drugs, but anyway...
Well, and just plus, you can't expect three people to destroy an army. That's crazy.
I didn't expect you to destroy it. You were mostly there for reconnaissance.
Yeah, and we brought it. I don't know where Majorite is. Nobody in the town knew where he was.
We could probably assume that he's dead now.
Yeah, probably.
My bigger fear is that the Wolverines probably have a new weapon in their arsenal now.
Hmm.
What that means for the town, only the future will hold to tell. Hopefully it's not.
I think we
horrible.
Need to send more people up there.
We can do that.
Not just three.
We'll get a sortie put together.
I heard those people at the end are pretty good.
I don't know what the...
Mixed things.
I don't know what the innkeepers are doing right now.
Is that their code name?
Yes, what the town starts calling them innkeepers.
Thank you for not killing me.
And she killed everybody.
No, Krishal is actually really understanding. She says, you did the right thing coming back when you guys thought you were overwhelmed. It was no way three people could fight this massive army you're talking about.
At least you could have rolled higher.
Yeah.
You need to start bringing more than one.
I'm even more concerned about these mutant things you guys talked about. I assumed you guys gave her a little rundown of everything.
Yeah. They're aberrations.
Not sure what is. We'll have to get with the car and see what he says. It is indeed a dark time again for Borgberg, even though the light was brought down to the southern part of town.
Yeah, this is, I'm scared.
You should be.
And then I go to Tan and have him fix my two bows and then give
the one back. He does it in 10 minutes.
How much? For free?
No, I'll charge you,
Alright, here's your bow back. Thank you for letting me use it.
You're welcome.
You owe me 5 gold.
I was,
You broke it, so you know it.
I was really surprised you didn't pick off the bow from the dead or when you were walking down the aisle. Instead of taking, hers.
I didn't think about it. That was a composite?
Yep, they all had composite bows, plus 2. I guess you guys don't have any shrink, though, so...
But, I mean, it would have been... So, were we supposed to clear this place out? Because we didn't do too hot.
It was up to you guys. Basically, everything it ran down to was bad luck on your guys' part. The dice weren't really in your favor tonight. Actually, everything you've encountered... I mean, this is a 3.5 adventure, so you're technically a level... You're, like, at equal level with it.
Yeah.
And there were 2 factions fighting in here. It was those weird mutant things were fighting the Wolverines. So, actually, everything was a lot weaker. That's why you were, like, killing stuff real quick.
Because
they were fighting each other. Like, if you would have fought that ogre, he only had 12 hit points.
Oh, really?
Because he got fucked up a whole bunch.
Hmm. Well, we're cowards.
But you guys ran. Yeah, there was a bunch. Yeah, there was also a bunch of magic stuff you missed. And actually, there was a secret door right here you guys missed.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Was the guy actually alive?
Yep, he was.
All right.
The Wolverines are just out of airships now.
When we come back, we'll have should be Rain of Winter again.
Maybe.
Yeah,
we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, that over Dwarf Knight.
Dwarf Knight. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.